Jean from Greenfield, Massachusetts, and I wanted to comment on the education of inmates. I just have to add that as long as the prosecutors and the courts keep handing out felonies like they're candy, the fact that somebody has an education or experience or anything else is going to be useless when somebody's carrying a felony around on their back for the rest of their lives and is judged on that every time they go to get a job, every time they want credit, every time they want to do something in life. All the education in the world isn't going to help them.
My name is Russ Irving in Manchester, Connecticut. I've been listening to the station for many years and enjoy it all the time. Many years ago, I was a Russian language student, and I heard a report on public radio describing a city that they were coming from as Sevastopol. And I remember it as Sevastopol. And I'm just curious to know which is the correct pronunciation.
Hi, this is Chris Gragan from Selkirk. I'm calling about Dr. Stephen Gottlieb's support of Governor Cuomo's announced plan to fund college education for inmates. Cuomo made the announcement at an annual meeting of the Black, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, and Asian Legislative Caucus in Albany that represents a key constituency for Cuomo, who is running for re-election. Dr. Gottlieb suggested that providing college education to an inmate will reduce recidivism rates, lowering the lifetime cost of housing inmates who do not re-enter the prison system. The return on investment to the taxpayer being the low cost of state-funded education versus the high cost of keeping persons behind bars. What Dr. Gottlieb did not address was the return on investment of providing a guaranteed college education to every child in New York State. It seems to me that if you want to reduce prison population and save taxpayers' money, you would start by making sure that every child gets a college education. If the governor was serious, he would stand before that same caucus and fight for universal state-funded college education for all of New York's children.
This is Millie Wells from Bennington, and I like that roundtable at 9 o'clock. I like the discussion, and I like the way Ray Graff moves that right along swiftly, so there is more time for discussion.